Is Theresa May the weakest Prime Minister this country has ever had?
I couldn't possibly say. I have to remain neutral.
Of course you do, because you are one of the finest broadcast journalists in the world, and certainly the most awarded one in Britain. I'm not joking about that either, by the way, if you're listening. Chris Hubbard continually wins independent radio news awards. So if you're not listening to the news from Chris Hubbard, you're listening to the news from one of the losers. All right, let's just get back to the story. So, Theresa May, now, leadership. I think Napoleon defined leadership the best when he said, a leader's job is to define reality and give hope. That's it. And if you look at like the old war movies and they show you the general, the bloke in charge, or they show you John Wayne leading the posse, or whenever these like true leaders from the movies, fictional leaders, but based in fact on how leaders operate, define reality and give hope. At some stage in the movie, they give a speech, maybe over a map or in a war room, or they go, or it's a British war movie. It's like, look, chaps, this is what the situation is.
Yes.
The enemy are here. We're outnumbered. We've got this. We've got rations for 3 days. Whatever it is. Or Scott of the Antarctic. Or whatever these leaders, they go, here's how it is. But here's how I think we can win. So they basically define reality and then give hope.
Yeah.
To me, that is the greatest example of a leader's job. Define reality. And all this Prime Minister keeps doing is fudging reality and making the situation look hopeless. Look at Brexit. What a mess. We don't have leaders that define reality and give hope. We have leaders that fudge reality and then make the situation look hopeless. So she's done this reshuffle. Now, going into this, it was being reported, certainly the Telegraph was reporting it this way, that she's expected to give more jobs to women and ethnic minorities. Well, I don't think any ethnic minorities got any cabinet positions, did they?
Sajid Javid.
What happened with him?
He stays in his position.
He stays in his position. Well, that doesn't count.
So he's not got rid of it.
And what about the women?
Let's just see how many women are in.
How many women got promoted?
Okay, women
from nothing to cabinet, not moved around.
Right.
Not let's just juggled around.
Karen Bradley replaces James Brokenshire for Northern Ireland Secretary.
Okay, so there's one.
So we've got one.
Yeah.
Okay. This is quite a big list.
Yeah. And the report was ethnic minorities and women, woman.
Work and Pension Secretary Esther McVeigh is promoted from Deputy Chief Government Whip.
She already had some kind of position.
Yeah,
but nobody came off a backbench. No, they never found a woman off the backbench and made her a star. Other than Karen Bradley.
Yeah.
Well, good for Karen Bradley. So, yeah. So all she did was add one more woman. That's all she did. So in this lead up to it where she was expected to promote women and ethnic minorities, it was one woman. Okay. In the meantime, there's people going, no, I don't think so. And what's all this? There's people.
Oh, this is Justine Greening. She's resigned saying that she was quite happy in the position of Education Secretary.
She's Education Secretary. That's
but
what
she's
she was.
Quit.
Right. And they wanted to move her to Work and Pensions.
Yeah.
And she said, nah, if I can't have this one, I'm having nothing.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. If your boss says, you know, I'm moving you from here to here, you can go, you know what? I really think I'm better in this one. I know you do, but you're moving anyway. Okay, boss. That's how it works. Ultimately, that's how, but for them to go, no, stick it. I'm walking.
Mm.
Which is what she did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what was the other, was another one, wasn't there? Was somebody.
Yeah, Hunt.
Jeremy Hunt was going to be.
Decided to turn down the role of business secretary.
Even though they'd already announced him as business secretary, I think, in some kind of leak or some whatever. So he was going to, and he said, no, I don't want that. I'll stay where I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll stay where I am.
He's been given additional responsibilities.
Can you imagine that in any other job where they say, you know what, you've done, you've been working in the reception for a while. We're going to move you into the admin office. No, I'll stay here. That's not how it works. You can say, you know, I'd rather stay here. I think I can bring a lot more to this than the other. Okay, well, maybe you can. Well, no, I'm not. You've not changed my mind. You still move. She should have stuck by her guns. That's what, I mean, you define reality and give hope is one thing from a leader, but the other thing from a leader is you got to be solid. You've got to be respected. You've got to make a decision and stand by it. You can't be swayed by your minions. You don't, you know, leaders are not running a democracy. They're running a benevolent dictatorship.
Because she obviously had someone else in mind to offer Jeremy Hunt a different position.
Yeah. So for them to decide which, no one gets to decide which job. The boss gets to decide which jobs you do. You don't get to decide. You can talk it over with the boss, but ultimately the boss has to be the one that makes the decision, not you. Or the boss loses all their power. Okay. So she's shown massive weakness. Again, she's the weakest prime minister we've ever had. She's a waste of space. We've got her running, as we run into Brexit, the biggest challenge facing this country, we've got her in charge. We haven't got a chance. She doesn't define reality and she doesn't give hope. And she doesn't have any backbone at all when the people who she's supposed to be in charge of will dictate the rules, will tell her. From the age of 18 to the age of 21, I worked on a construction site in New Zealand. And I think everybody should do that because you'll see, you know, there's nowhere to hide. If you're an idiot, people will know. If you're not pulling your weight, people will tell you. And you'll see some amazing examples of leadership. You'll see people defining reality and giving hope on a daily basis. And you'll also see the strength of a leader. A foreman once said to me, "You play ball with me, and I'll play ball with you. But remember, it's my ball."
That's good.
Theresa May needs to work on a construction site. She's got no future as our Prime Minister. Because she's got no balls.